Hello, and welcome to the Blow Boys Christmas special. Here we are in the village of Blow Norton, in the local Blow Norton village pub, gathered around an open fire. We've all got a glass of gin and a glass of ale. And we're here with Theo, and he's got his guitar.
And I've got my helper, Thomas Cutler, with me.
And his helper, Thomas Cutler. We also have Mr. Jim Parker.
If anything, Morris, you're my helper.
Tom, you got it's a radio thing.
I know things.
No one's going to want to know about you.
So, Jim Parker's over there.
What's going on in here, man? There's actually people in the pub tonight!
So, and we also have Cherie and Vicky as well. The Blow Boys groupies, and they're gently touching a reindeer in the corner over there. So we're going to start with a traditional Christmas carol. So here we go with Little Drummer Boy.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum.
Thank you very much. That was Theo Morris with Little Drummer Boy there. So,
Ray! Should make some pub noises.
Are you shagging my wife?
So here we are in the local Blow Norton pub here in Blow Norton. The village of Blow Norton. So here we are celebrating Christmas around the open fire. I'm going to to do a song for you. Now, I've been doing some of my shopping recently in Asda's, and I've noticed there are only a limited number of Christmas carols. Obviously, we played one just now, Little Drummer Boy, great Christmas carol. But there aren't enough, so I've been trying to write my own Christmas carol. So this is a song I've written for those who are often forgotten at Christmas, those who often give up their own Christmases for the sake of others. Because Christmas is about giving, or at least triple pay for working on holidays. So I've written this song.
Hooray!
Hooray! So here we go. Outside is laid deep with snow, and somewhere a fire glows, and you shelter from the storm, huddling close together, trying to keep warm. There was white as far as I could see, the white of 20,000 bronze turkey, and Christmas bird, you've had so much to eat that you've gone and broken both of your feet. Outside you can see a friend who must have gone lame, being kicked around in a merry turkey football game. And you may squawk and you may shout, because it's cold and all your feathers have fallen out. But don't cough, no, don't dare sneeze, because they'll kill out the farm on suspicion of bird flu disease. And Christmas bird, you may have lost all your feathers and broken both your feet, but that's okay, because those aren't the bits that we eat. It's Christmas time down in the turkey sheds. They pecked out all your feathers, and then they pecked your head. Oh, it's Christmas time down in the turkey sheds. Everything is peaceful because everything is dead. Christmas time, what a wondrous sight to see. Oh, it's Christmas time in the turkey factory. Christmas is so special at that tender age. You're picked up by your wings and thrown into a cage. You'll be electrocuted and then you'll be drowned, just to make sure that you never make another sound. And then you'll be strapped into a big machine, and then disinfected just to make sure that you're clean. And while you're hanging, all your feathers will be plucked. Then all the bile must be pulled out from the inside of your guts. Then they'll cut off your head and both of your feet, because those are the bits that no one really wants to eat. And somewhere a fire is burning, and there's a smell of crispy meat. That's right, they're burning all the carcasses that are unfit for humans to eat. Turkey sheds, they pecked out all your feathers, and then they pecked your heads. Oh, it's Christmas time down in the turkey sheds. Everything is peaceful because everything is dead. Christmas time, what a wondrous sight to see. Oh, it's Christmas time in the turkey factory. Turkey sheds, they pecked out all your feathers, and then they pecked your head. It's Christmas time down in the turkey sheds. Everything is peaceful, because soon you'll all be dead. It's Christmas time, what a wondrous sight to see. Oh, it's Christmas time in the turkey factory.
Golden Norfolk from Matthew's Norfolk Farms. Beautiful, beautiful.
So here we all are back in Blow Norton Village Pub. And we're celebrating Christmas at our Christmas party. And Christmas, obviously, it's a time for road accidents. So we're now going to do a song for you. I'm going to be joined by Mr. Jim Parker on guitar.
I have an important announcement to make about Eugene. Eugene was sent to Malaysia for playing with a pig's duffel.
Okay. Mr. Parker is now going to join me on guitar.
Go home.
This is a song about killing. It must have been the sign of a deer attack. They were all wearing baseball caps. It must have been the sign of a deer attack. I drove through town and out the back. When and out jumped a tiny lung jack. There it is here in the radiator.
Caps. Must have been the sign of
Oh, dearie, dearie, dearie me.
Merry Christmas!
Hooray! So here we all are in the Blaine Orton Village pub.
Hooray!
Gathered around the Christmas tree. And we're roasting a few chestnuts in front of an open fire. And having a quick sip of ale. So we've got with us Jim Parker.
Oh! And it's Christmas Eve, don't
you? It's Christmas Eve as well. And Theo Morris. And Vicky and Cherie. And Tom Cutler as well.
Oh!
And Tom Cutler is from the band opposite the hotel. And Tom, you're going to be doing a racist song for us.
No, it's specifically about song race. Against racists and nationalists.
That's not what you were telling me last night, Tom.
So, would you like to do your song about being a racist then, Tom?
It's about being... It is about a priest.
Could you explain the history of the story for me?
Well, it's a story about a priest, yeah, and I'd like to think it was true, but I made it up.
Surely you're an archaeologist, like a historian?
No.
So, are there other pieces of archaeology that you have made up, Tom?
This is a song, Theo.
But you said you found this under the ground.
No, I didn't.
But that's what your job is.
No. I mean... It was.
So you're not an archaeologist.
I was. I mean, I'm now an academic archaeologist.
Yes. So you just
an academic archaeologist. That just means
sit around. So you make
everything you've done so far
is academic.
You mean it's all a lie?
It's not all. What is truth, Parker?
Well, this is a very complicated.
Oh God, question. Let's not get into this.
Your Norfolk accent seems to have slipped there.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Since we started mentioning Nietzsche, less rural all of a sudden, Parker.
Bringing the guns, I think we should do another song.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, Tom.
The motives were clear, but now I fear I must leave as I walked across the lonely battlefield. The air came, still I am compelled to stay. There's a red sky watching down, with precognition coming slaughter. And it's no place for a priest. take off my robes. And lie naked in the sun. My faith is undone. Stop! There is no joy.
There is no pain.
Heed my words. Rejoice!
Blaine Norton pub. Some of the old boys have gone home to their wives now to have their tea. It's Christmas Eve. I wonder what they'll be having, maybe. local pheasant, or yeah, maybe they've caught a hare earlier today.
Yeah,
that they've done.
Where do you think they found
that part of it? I remember when I was in your car and we ran over a rabbit though. It's when you'd just been driving a little while. It's the first animal you ever ran over and you were a bit upset by it.
I don't recall that.
It is. Yeah. We hit a car. It was in your Renault 5.
I don't remember that.
There you go. Anyway, talking about animal death at Christmas. This is a little song I've written about the very same thing.
A traditional Christmas song that is sung in the village of Blown Orton every single Christmas. And it looks like Mr. Parker's come back to join us on stage here. Oh. He's got the carving fork.
My head! Ah, oh, he forked my head! It's like a fork in my head!
He's performed a blow Norton lobotomy on Theo. There's a bit of blood.
He stabbed a fork in my head! I just kicked him in the shins and he stabbed a fork in my head.
So, Parker's just stabbed Theo in the head with a fork. And,
a peak fork as well.
Mr. Hi. Parker's now going to join us for
Hello.
A version of Have a Very Merry Angry Badger.
Are we playing
I'm bleeding my own blood out of my head.
There was a badger.
Hold on, we're
not playing Angry Badger.
Yes, I am.
I don't know what. You don't finish on.
An A, you do. I wrote the fucker.
So, as if that never happened. Another cover of dark, he rampaged across Mr. Shear. He bore down into a rain of fear. He's an angry badger. 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 Badger he mauled a man on his tribe. He was lucky to survive. From this badger we need protection. We're gonna get us a tetanus injection. Mr. Badger, they're hot in your tail. They're gonna put you into a badger jail. He's an angry badger. 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 The badger rampage, it could not be stopped. We're gonna have to call in the cops. Police were sent to take this badger down. The badger drove them right out of town. The badger fought the book of British law, but they were no match for a badger's claw. He's an angry badger. 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 Did not know was that outside was all laid with snow. This badger no longer felt the urge to kill, for it was the season of goodwill. This badger was angry, but then he changed his mind and he brought peace on earth. And goodwill to all mankind.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He's a merry badger. He's a merry badger.
He's a merry badger. He's a merry badger. He's a merry badger. He's a merry badger.
I've heard a story that Theo Morris has been picking trees, Tree Hartwell's little duffo.
Merry Christmas to one and all.
My hands really hurt now.
My head's bleeding.
Oh dear.